a new president for the MHSAA's Rep Council, and a busy, busy day on the ice in Michigan. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. This past Saturday, December 14th, was High School Hockey Day in Michigan, and a majority of the state's teams were in action. In Livonia, the Adam Mitchell Memorial Showcase was held at the Eddie Edgar Ice Arena. The showcase started in 2017 and pits teams from the Kensington Lakes Activities Association against teams from the Michigan Interscholastic Hockey League. And for the first time in event history, the KLLA came out on top, winning 6 of the 9 games. Painesdale Jeffers beat Detroit Country Day in the Gaylord D3 Showcase. Midland knocked off Rockford 4-2 as part of the Bay City Showcase. And in the UP, Marquette took care of Lake Orion 9-2, while Riverview Gabriel Richard defeated Calumet 5-2. It was a great day to celebrate high school hockey in the Great Lakes State. Now, the regular season has about 2 months left as regionals start on February 17th. All teams will be seeded in the playoffs, and you can see current NPR rankings on the ice hockey page at MHSAA.com. Quarterfinals in all three divisions will be held March 1st, with the semifinals on March 6th and 7th, and the finals on March 8th. Semifinals and finals are all played at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all 9 games that weekend will be streamed live on the NFHS Network. To check out scores, schedules, and more, go to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Calumet's Jackie Kiljunen. She had 23 and a 20-point win over Ishpeming, the defending Division IV state champions. The Saginaw United girls basketball team got its first win in program history, beating River Rouge behind a 9-point, 5-steal performance from Brittany Johnson. And to Napoleon's Tyler Nall, he poured in a game-high 16 as the Pirates knocked off Homer 36-33.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're bowling today, and the question is, can a bowler use a bowling ball with no holes? The answer is yes, but there are some rules around it. A ball with no holes would have to follow static balance rules. If the ball weighs more than 10 pounds, it may not have more than 3 ounces of difference between any two halves of the ball. Additionally, there needs to be a plus sign engraved on the ball where the bowler will place their dominant hand if the ball has more than a 3/4 ounce imbalance between any two halves of the ball. If there is no imbalance, the plus sign is not needed, and the bowler can place their dominant hand anywhere on the bowling ball they like.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA's representative council has a new president. Midland Athletic Director Eric Albright now leads the way after Grand Haven Superintendent Scott Grimes' retirement. The Rep Council is made up of 19 members from across Michigan schools. It serves as the decision-making group for the MHSAA and sets policy and eligibility rules for member schools. Albright has been the AD at Midland since 2010 and is also the school's baseball coach. He's been a Rep Council member since December of 2019 and is also the past president of the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Grimes was Rep Council president for 10 years and vice president for 5 years before that. He first joined the council in 2001. His father, Robert, was also president of the Rep Council from 1989 to 1999. For more on the Representative Council, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. This is the final update for the calendar year, so enjoy your holiday, and we'll be back in 2025.